Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Hey, you guys, Meredith Haggerty is back. Hi, Mayor.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
By popular demand from me.
And me. Yeah. Well, listen, we promised the people that we were going to do this episode.
Yes.
We promised them that we were going to do a tailgating episode for them, that we were going to do it in early October because it's football season. I have been all day like bellowing to myself, are you ready for some football? I think that's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
I probably don't think anyone else thinks it's hilarious. The best part of today's episode, you guys, is that we have also declared this Bring Your Bro to Work Day. Meredith has imported a bro for us. Would you like to introduce your bro to the class?
I did. I brought my own bro. My friend David Cavucci is here. David works at The Daily Dot editing politics, but he used to work at Bro Bible.
I did.
Which made him my broiest bro.
I'm not really important. I'm more domestic, bro.
Yeah, very domestic. He is currently wearing a shirt that says God, USA, SEC, because you dressed for the podcast.
I bought it at Total Frat Move. Actually, I got it for free from them. So.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's a little better.
That's even broier.
I guess
the free t-shirt is like the ultimate bro garment. possibly even more so than the basketball shorts shoved in between the mattress and the box spring.
That's extremely true. I'll say, David told me that he had dressed for the episode, that he was like dressed bro-y. And he is. That's not a lie. But when I saw you this weekend, you were dressed more bro-y with the Budweiser t-shirt and the Adidas flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. I wore shoes today.
Yeah, the real shoes, kind of like.
Can't wear my Adidas sandals to
but
Manhattan.
But you did bring us Budweiser.
Yes.
I wear sandals in Manhattan. Wait, back this train.
Yeah. No, like these are like shower sandals, not like.
Yeah,
nice.
These are the ones that you
wear. Like, I know what they are. I wear those in Manhattan.
But I don't live in Manhattan, so like
I have pink furry ones. In fact, that I wear in Manhattan, they're my Coney Island shoes.
That
I
is
have to wear them to and fro.
Actually, the most on-brand shoe you could possibly have.
Yes,
a sports sandal made of pink fluffy stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
bro, princess. I actually now I'm kind of pissed I didn't because we're going out afterwards, so I didn't want to go out in it. But I was gonna wear my bro princess shirt. That's part of my merch. I should also mention, sidebar about the merch. The merch is on hold right now because my merch lady, Jackie, had a baby in early August.
Congrats.
And,
we're happy.
So I was actually...
how dare you, Jackie.
Where's
my bro princess shirt?
That was planned and we knew that was happening. I was supposed to say something about it and then I spiraled into a depression and a few balls got dropped. So anyway, but the merch will be back. So not too terribly long from now, you guys can have your own bro princess or formula 69 shirt. they would make excellent holiday presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get one for my mom.
Or your mom.
She is such a bro princess.
Indeed. all right. So before we get into the meat of today's episode, that was a tailgating joke.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, we have a sports-themed Chip Chat for today.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited about that. You can become an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Even if you don't want to listen to Chip Chat, honestly, why would you not want to be listening to Chip Chat?
Yeah.
You can go and donate some money. You guys, literally $2 a month. Like, just nothing. So tell your Jolie you love her with
the gift
of money.
Do I need to pay you to listen to Chip Chat?
Yes.
Okay, can I do it right now?
Yeah, you just give me your wallet.
Yeah. You're good for the year now, yeah.
Sweet. All right. So, as I said, today is our football-themed episode. We're going to be talking about tailgating problems. I've got some tailgate problems. Fortunately, they're not as bad as the OG tailgating problem, which was the pound of butter
that exploded in the car. It was like a melted, they had like a melted butter for something they were serving at their tailgate. They had it in a container. They sealed the container, left it in the car. The car got hot and the container exploded and the whole car got buttered.
I just love melted butter as a tailgate food.
It was probably like, for wings. Like they probably.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as just like a side.
Yeah, dipping sauce. Or...
like a soup.
Yeah. I think of it as just like moisturizer for my nipples,
which
reminds me that
I'm...
actually before we do get into the first question, I have a nipple update since Meredith is here. My bra gets co-host is here. I have a nipple update on myself. My bra bros. See, this like all fits right into today's scene. The bra bros spoke. And so I get to do a follow up on the football episode. This is perfect. The bra bros chimed in about the problem that I was having regarding my nipples getting hard. Hard nipples that were visible through my sports bra when I was lifting, basically, was the gist of the problem.
Lifting nipples. It's a very common. Look it up on WebMD. Yeah.
It's still happening. I'm still self-conscious about it. The bra bros all seem to be very in support of this, no pun intended, and did not think that I should go out and get myself some like nipple covers or anything. They were like, no, let the hard nips fly free when you're lifting. It's hot. Like, you do you, bro, meaning me, the bro.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm trying to go with it.
What a surprising response for men.
I was shocked. I was just jaw right on the keyboard when those ones were landing in my inbox.
You know, I think
membership
they're right,
at
though.
Your gym shot up.
Seriously.
It's like body positivity for nipples. I think it's good. I like it.
It still makes me feel real self-conscious, though.
Nipple positivity. Nip positivity.
Thank
That'd
you.
Be so much work for every time you're working out, though. Like,
yeah.
To have to put in the nipple covers. I mean, it's not that much work.
I mean, are
it's
like a putting lot of one use. It's a lot of money, maybe. Or
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking I could get those cutlets.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like the reusable cutlets.
That's true.
I bet they'd make great wash water, though. Can you imagine that? Ooh. Like nipple water plus sweat water.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm going to do it just for that reason. We are totally far afield of what we actually
tailgating.
Have to talk about today. Tailgating. I'm going to have David's going to read the questions. David's going to get abused. I think what's going to happen on this episode. So we've got the first question from Marion.
Okay. Hello, Marion. How are you?
Settle in with the Budweiser
she's
that
not
David,
respond, is she?
David brought me.
Hi, Julie. So my friend, I swear this was not me. 3!
Liar.
I mean, whatever. People are friends.
Yeah.
Left a cooler with wine bags and melted ice in his living room for a couple of weeks. Obviously, it was totally foul when he finally cleaned it out. Even after a soap and water scrub, it was disgusting. He asked me what to do with it, and I made something up. I told him that the options were seal some baking soda in it and let it hang out for a while, then wash it out again and air it out, fill it up with hot water, a little dish soap, and a little bleach, fill it up with hot water and OxyClean, fill it up with hot water and vinegar. He's super smart, but I did tell him to do these things sequentially, not concurrently, and to make sure to rinse, then soap and water scrubs between attempts, lest he make some sort of death cloud. Any thoughts of which this has the best shot at working or something else? He is currently on baking soda. Yours in cleanliness.
I
thought this was going to end with him being like dead. He was just like, he died. What do I need to do?
Yeah. How do I clean up the body?
I mean, you go, don't laugh. Remember, I did get the question once about the guy who was shot when he was sitting in his car.
Ugh.
How do I clean the car? He lived.
Yeah.
He lived. Long story. We do not have time to go into that one right now. I'll tell you over drinks tonight. All right. I got to say, this person is clearly a Jolie Care super fan because like, the like rattling off of the things was perfect, and the warning. I love that like that she was like, he's smart, but I still made sure to tell him to do these things sequentially. Like this is so great. It's like all I'm excited clapping, you guys. It's all the things I love. So yeah, I have thoughts on what would work the best. And also like a few little like warnings to give. Also, okay. So the first thing I would say is. Skip the baking soda. Baking soda, it works on odors, but frankly, not that well. And really, the whole thing about why we believe that baking soda is the thing, capital T, the thing, for odor neutralization is because Arm & Hammer launched a really great marketing campaign a couple of decades back and convinced everybody to buy into this. It's not a myth, but it's like...
They do sell deodorant, right?
Well, yeah. Now Arm & Hammer has all kinds of other... laundry detergent and all of that kind of stuff. And those products are good and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just talking about like the actual baking soda, like where this deeply held belief that baking soda will eliminate all odors comes from is actually just straight out of a very, very effective, obviously a very effective marketing campaign decades ago. And now we just like kind of all believe it.
Everything you know is a lie.
Everything you know is a lie, indeed. Okay. So the other thing that's not super, super great on odors is OxiClean. There is a new Oxy formula that I've noticed in the aisles. I haven't tried it out myself that claims to be like an odor formula. I haven't tried it, so I don't know. But just straight up OxiClean, like, isn't really an odor neutralizer. So I would skip over those two. What I think actually is probably the best of the things that Marion suggested was the combo of the bleach and the dish soap. But I would level that up, and I would say instead of using like your straight up regular dish soap, your Dawn, your Palmolive, like whatever it is, I would say use our friend Dr. Bronner. Because as we know from many, many, many episodes, including one of the Broggest ones, Dr. Bronner's is great on smells. Like, it's totally the jam on smells. I would do that. And you can absolutely safely mix bleach and dish soap. What you cannot do, and actually, I just had someone tweeting at me about this, but I didn't respond because a guy did this thing that a lot of guys do, a guy who doesn't follow me, and it's like, it's so unfair of me to act this petty, but like, I just do. I'm sorry. I'm a small person. A lot of times someone will tweet a question at me and some guy who doesn't follow me will jump in and answer it. And I'm every single time I go into an irrational fury and start screaming at my computer. Thank God I live alone. Yeah. Start screaming, is your name Jolie Care? Are you Jolie? Was she asking you? No. But I don't do that.
One day there is going to be a man named Jolie.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, yes.
He'll be like, Joel E. Care, and you'll have to give it to him.
That I would. I'm actually probably trying to marry him, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm that much of a narcissist. Anyway, this person who tweeted to me, she had made a DIY mixture of bleach and vinegar. And she was like, I think I might have done something I wasn't supposed to do because this is getting real fumey up in here. And before I could even respond to her, this other guy like jumped in and, you know, mansplained.
Not Jolie-splained.
Not Jolie-splained. Not bro-splained. Mm-hmm. Mansplained. So I knew she had gotten the information she needed. And then I was just like, well, I'm just going to sit here and suck lemons. Because that was a good choice to make. That was a great use of my time and energy to just be mad.
Yeah.
And not help this poor girl. I'm sorry if you're listening.
Did she die?
She died.
Yeah, and now she's dead, Jolie.
And now it's his fault. Yeah. No, now it's his fault. So anyway, you can't mix bleach and vinegar together. It's not on the level of bleach and ammonia, which is going to make mustard gas, but it's pretty close. It's gonna create some fumes. It's going to be unpleasant. Don't do that. One other thing that I would suggest just in terms of the actual scrubbing out of a hard-sided cooler, because like the angles are what they are, a scrub brush isn't really that effective. It's effective, but it's kind of awkward. I think the Dobie pad is the jam to use here. So the Dobie pad, you guys, is that non-scratch abrasive 3M sponge. It looks like a sponge, like a little yellow sponge. I'm doing charades, by the way, you guys. I'm basically doing
Itsy Bitsy Spider hands.
Itsy Bitsy Spider hands, yeah. I think is what I'm doing right now.
Or ball tickling, but yeah.
I've had this San Gennaro is on right now. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
No, it's early October.
And, damn it.
No, it's going on right now.
We're pre-recording.
No, it's early October right now while we're talking, David. You're in this parking lot that we're in.
Not in this parking lot that we're recording in.
Yeah. I get it.
You guys were pre-recording this episode. I passed a food stand that was doing arancini, and it just had a big sign that says, I got balls. And I... almost took a photo to like either like tweet or put on Instagram, and I was going to be like, same. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jolie, you got to get a grip on your gender identity, girl. Like, as bro-y as you are, you don't actually got balls.
I mean, you don't have to get a grip on that. I feel like
maybe not. That's maybe where I don't actually. No, you're right. Free. It's 2018.
Yeah,
like
you can have all the balls you want.
All right, moving right back along into our hard-sided cooler. Mm-hmm. The Dobby Pad, Itsy Bitsy Spider, Ball Tickling Fingers. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the sponge that has the yellow, like, netting over it. That's the one you want to look for. I think that's going to be great because it's not going to scratch the plastic, but it is going to let you kind of, like, scrub at any, like, stuff mm-hmm. that might have gotten stuck in there. And it's also going to let you work that solution, like, not really into the plastic because plastic isn't super porous, but, like, it's going to give you a little extra scrubbing powder for that. Now, Marion did not say that there were – well, the impression was that this was a smell issue. Mm-hmm. If there is, however, staining, I do think filling the thing up and with hot, hot, hot water and dumping a scoop of OxiClean is going to be the trick for that because the Oxy – just, like, leave it for 12 hours or whatever – the Oxy is going to take all the stains away, just like that trick I tell you guys about the tub. You know, like fill the bathtub up and throw a scoop of Oxy and just leave it and it'll clean the, you know, clean the whole tub for you. It's the same thing. But that's for staining, not for smells. Now, I want to talk about, these weren't in Marion's list of things to try, but I want to talk about sort of three other possible things that you guys might be listening and be like, well, she should have said this. So
wait,
the first...
can I do one? I have number one.
Yeah.
Number one, just fill it with potpourri.
Yes.
You're done. You have a beautiful new container for potpourri.
To leave it on your patio. And
then arrange some flowers in it.
Yeah. Oh, throw it out? Yeah, that's a great one.
I'm pretty sure that's what I would do.
Yeah, have they considered throwing it away?
Throw it away and get a new one. The bro response, throw it away and get a new one.
There's no way he's going to try these like 10 steps.
Maybe he will.
You don't know that. Like,
yeah,
you don't know his truth.
We don't
David.
Know Marion's friend.
don't project your apathy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Marion, and not your boyfriend.
Yeah, some guy.
Some guy who's cooler. You're concerned about.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I am often concerned about the coolers of strangers. I don't know. Okay. So here are the three things. The first is coffee grounds. You often hear about using unused coffee grounds in this case, but there are uses for used coffee grounds. You'll often hear about using coffee grounds for odor removal. Coffee grounds actually work great for odor removal. The problem is that they also leave behind their own smell. And especially when you're talking about a cooler, which is like a thing that you would seal up with the coffee grounds in it, like the cooler's just going to end up smelling like coffee, which sounds nice in theory until like you're. But then, like, your ice smells like coffee, and I don't know. I think that's not what we're going for here. So I'm gonna say no on the coffee grounds thing. One thing that really will super, super work, but I don't think it's the right choice in this because it's not very cost effective, is active charcoal. My old friend active charcoal. So you can buy active charcoal. Like, you can buy, like, bricks of active charcoal, or you can buy it loose. The easiest place to find it if you want to buy loose active charcoal is in pet supply stores. It's over in the fish section because it's used in fish tanks. Yeah.
And then after, you can grill with it.
Yeah.
It's not charcoal briquettes.
I thought this was the tailgate.
Yeah. I know, but it doesn't work that way. But good one.
Yeah.
The last thing to mention is... You just fist bump.
Yeah.
I'm glad that everybody else is doing charades now. It's not just me. Okay, the last thing to mention is, like, you guys hear me always talk about how much I love the Bad Air sponge. You could definitely seal seal the cooler up with a Bad Air sponge inside it. The only drawback I'm going to say about that is that the Bad Air sponge has a smell of its own, and that might leach into the plastic. And so I'm a little iffy on that. But I just want to mention them because they're options. Okay. So that's the hard cooler answer. Now we're going to move into the soft cooler answer. The softer side of coolers. Soft cooler. So we have another question. David, you're just on reading duty today. Yeah.
Soft coolers are even easier to throw out. So do we just...
I mean,
yeah, you can like crush those
can
up.
Can I just skip this story?
I mean, I'm just going to say, spoiler alert, the answer to this one might actually, actually be throw it away and get a new one. But we'll...
Kristen asked. I ruined everything. Hi, Jolie. So,
men always do.
I'm at least I'm owning up to it.
Yeah.
So I have a gross smell question for you. Unfortunately, it's not mine, but a friend of mine asked me about it, and I couldn't figure out how to solve his conundrum. This is all like women asking about men fucking up.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ask a Clean Person. Okay, cool.
I told you I listened to this podcast. I never got to the question part. He has one of those zip-up Yeti coolers that really doesn't let any air in at all. Somehow an egg or two got broken in there without him realizing it.
Oops. He's carrying around a bunch of loose eggs.
I have so many questions about that.
Also, how do you not know how many eggs?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. There's like two eggs.
Yeah. You just put a couple eggs. A bunch of eggs are still intact.
Okay, somehow an egg or two got broken in there without him realizing. Probably two eggs. If it was one egg, I don't think you'd be writing him.
Yeah.
And he didn't find it until a few days later, and it stunk to high heaven. Like, so bad. We gave it a good vinegaring and wiped it out with some disinfectant wipes.
I like that all the questions are also from, like, my people.
Still, the awful rotten egg smell persisted. Nevertheless, the awful... what should he do? Baking soda? Throw a bad air sponge in there? Cheers!
Wow. The bad air sponge.
Bad air sponge, man.
What is it? Can you tell me what a bad air sponge is real quick?
I sure can. So the bad air sponge is this thing, and it's a sponge. It's kind of like, you know that blue stuff that you used to use in college to put posters on your wall?
Yes, okay. Yes. And like,
it kind of like looks...
Like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And...
Yeah.
And that the ladies with their butts have Pink Floyd on them.
Right, and then the other Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh, the Matrix?
Yeah. Two girls kissing. Okay.
Should I admit? I feel like I'm in like a time machine. I'm gonna just go ahead and admit another movie that I haven't seen. I've never seen The Matrix.
Wow.
I've never seen Star Wars, never seen The Matrix. And my Boston accent just came out.
Never seen The Matrix. I never seen a Star Wars. I am not interested in a single Star Wars. I don't have a New Hope.
It was on at the gym the other day and I like ran away from the TV. I was like, nope, not watching Star Wars. I'm watching Star Wars. Nope.
But it's I've also only seen the new ones, but I feel like it's about an empire and it's about like revenge. It should be like,
Boston thing. Actually, you're the only person in the world who's ever made a semi-convincing argument for me to watch Star Wars.
I've also only seen the new ones. And I only care about any of them because Carrie Fisher's. I don't think anyone should watch the ones that don't have Carrie Fisher in them.
I also want to just tell you that, like, I always said that I would watch Star Wars if I met someone who I loved enough that it was important to them for me to watch Star Wars that I would. And so I guess, like, you and I have to get married now.
Is this what's going to be on your dating profile? Never seen Star Wars? Or
it's no, I'm not putting that. Because all I'll get is Star Wars geeks who want to convince me to watch Star Wars. And that is not the type of man I'm looking for. Thank you very much. I know we've only met twice, but I think you're pretty clear on that.
I
think you're clear on that's not what I want. Sidebar, in the bonus episode today, I have a question for David about, I have a proposed dating profile bio that I want to run by a bro for feedback and input. So if you guys want to hear that, you can spend $2 a month and listen to Chip Chat and support my show. Okay, coolers, Yeti soft coolers. I don't know what tangent we just went on.
Yeah.
Or if I even finished a tangent that I had started. I'm in a fugue state right now.
How do you get the eggs out of the cooler?
How did the eggs get in the cooler?
I know what happened. I know the tangent. I know the tangent. We were talking about the blue sticky stuff.
You asked for the bad air.
Why do I have you? You're supposed to remind me of this.
Oh, wait, Julie, we're supposed to talk about nipples.
We already talked about the
damn
nipples.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay. So the bad air sponge comes in a canister with a screw-on lid, and inside it is this kind of like spongy type stuff that it is blue. It looks kind of like that blue tacky stuff. And all you do, and it's an odor absorber, and all you do is you unscrew the lid of the canister and you just set the canister out like in whatever space needs to be de-stunked. That's a word, by the way. I don't know if I write for the New York Times. That's in the style guide. De-stunked. Okay. The cool thing about the batter sponge, other than the fact that it like legit works, is that
except in this case,
it would work. It's just that there's potentially a drawback to using it in such an enclosed space like a cooler. The thing I really, really like about it is, one, the name is hilarious. The batter sponge is hilarious. But two, the art on the label is like, it's very bro-y. Mm. And so it looks like a teenage boy's room with like, you know, like a smelly sock like strewn here and a pair of boxers over there and blah, blah. And so especially during the times that I was writing for a primarily male audience, I really like to recommend that product because it felt like it would resonate for them in a way that a lot of times cleaning products can be marketed in a very gendered way that can turn men off of them, even though they're very effective.
Like they want to get the air stick thing. What?
Yeah, like they, like they, that, yes, that, yeah. Yes, moving along. Yeah. No, like, you know, like, and they don't want like a pink odor removing product,
sure.
Right? So this like spoke to them. It was like, it's like the Barstool Sports odor removing product.
I don't want it anymore.
Okay. Anyway. Let's talk about the yes. I just ground the room to a halt.
We can all agree that Barstool is bad.
Too bro-y for this crowd. Okay, let us talk about how to clean soft Yeti coolers, because there is a difference between the hard ones and the soft ones.
I'm sorry.
No, I was waiting. I was like, I've said this twice. Yeah. Which one of them is going to take it and run?
It was me.
Yes, of course it was. The cool thing, like, just sidebar about the hard-sided Yeti coolers, you can clean those with a high-pressure sprayer. I want all of you to be cleaning your Yetis with a pressure washer, all right? And I want video of it.
Mm-hmm. That video is going to end up on the internet.
I forgot to post Wash Water Wednesday today. Oh. Shit. Okay, I'll try to remember to do that at some point. Sidebar. Sorry, I told you guys I'm in a fugue state today. Okay, the soft ones can be cleaned with soap and water. Now, I don't really think soap and water is going to do a whole hell of a lot for rotten eggs. Also, raw eggs? Why were we carrying raw eggs? This is, I have questions.
So many questions.
That I actually don't, as I'm very fond of saying, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. I don't think I want to know the answer to this because I hate eggs and they freak me out. And I feel like I would be upset if I heard the answers to this. Anyway,
I mean, maybe he has like chickens and he was gathering eggs and then
in
he
his
got
busy.
Is like a wicker basket that you gather?
Yeah. That's true. You have to have a wicker basket.
Wire basket.
A wire basket. Yeah. You have for to have
eggs,
a,
something
kind
with
of,
a W.
Yeah.
A wire, not Y, not Yeti.
Not a soft cooler.
No.
Yeah.
I'm totally flummoxed by this one. Okay. So I don't think regular old soap and water is going to do the trick, but our pal Dr. Bronner's, who is so great on odors, he might do the trick. I have to say,
try him.
I'm doubtful.
Yeah.
Rotten eggs in a soft-sided Yeti cooler. Like
the answer to this question is ultimately like those things are not that expensive.
I
please
think
throw
honestly
it away.
Like I can't even believe I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. But on this episode, it actually feels right that I am going to go and throw it away and get a new one.
Woo!
A new one. Yay. All right. Here's a few more weird things about soft-sided Yeti coolers. Just because it's weird and funny, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, they can't go in the machine, unfortunately. Do not machine wash them. If you do clean them with the soap and water, you want to leave the zipper open for a few days, you guys, a few days, so that it can thoroughly dry out. Don't zip it. It'll trap the moisture in there. You'll get mildew. Then you'll have to come back and you'll have a whole other smell problem. And be like, just try a different kind of cooler, maybe.
Like, now it
maybe
smells like eggs and mildew. What do I do? Maybe I refuse to throw this away. Yeah.
Maybe this isn't for you.
Yeah.
You could
cooler
bury
ownership.
It. You could,
maybe
yeah.
not for you.
It becomes very like the old lady that swallowed a fly and then like, you know, you just keep sending things in after it gets smellier and smellier.
I like that. Yeah.
You set it on fire. Oh, now it smells like burning plastic.
I set a pepper grinder on fire yesterday while I was cooking. So
my
kitchen smelled like burning plastic.
Okay, I have questions.
It was like lying on the side of the stove, and I went to like turn the pan. I was like, I should move that, and then just continued on to cooking. And
oh, so it like melted.
It was like it just sort of melted.
I imagine like somehow it was like in the flame. Like I don't know what I was picturing.
You're doing like a flambe situation. You just threw it in there. Yeah,
like a baked Alaska. A pepper grinder.
It was behind the skillet. I didn't notice it, and just
got it. Too
how
bad
do I clean burnt plastic off? My...
Oh, I can help with that.
I've
written about that a million times. I'll help you with that. Okay, let me get back to this Yeti thing because this is where here. Well, and actually, this has to do kind of with what your little problem is. The instructions on the Yeti website specifically state that you are not to dry your Yeti cooler in the oven.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Which means people are doing that. Because as I like to say...
Well, what does it say about the microwave?
They don't make laws against sheep fucking unless sheep fucking is a problem in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
My old chestnuts.
Yeah.
Think about that for a while.
Wait, is sheep fucking legal?
Is it a problem?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's a problem.
Tell us more.
Yeah. Let's dig into that. On mic.
I told you this show is way more fun than it has any right to be. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. I'm saving you from this one. I'm saving you from sheep fucking.
If you want to chip in $2,
you
can hear us talk about sheep fucking.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about sheep fucking on the bonus episode. All right, so Mayor David and I will be right back with more about your tailgate problems and sheep fucking. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty and David Cavucci. We are talking about tailgating messes and sheep fucking.
And sometimes they're the same thing. Yeah.
Have you never been to an SEC school?
Yeah.
I haven't, actually. I haven't.
That is where
you see. I can't even remember the last. Oh, the last time I went to a college football game was Columbia versus Harvard.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of sheep fucking though.
Yeah, it was a lot of sheep fucking going on at that game. Yeah. And actually, it was recent. It was last fall.
Oh.
Because I went to Columbia.
The last time I went to a college football game was never.
Mm.
Congratulations to me. That's why I'm here on this episode.
Yeah. I always book the best guests for just the
relevant.
Right,
I brought David.
He did. Bring your bro to work day.
I've already been banned from reading questions.
No, I need the script for me. No, actually, I was just about to say, you're going to be excited about this last one because it's actually from a guy. Yeah. So we got a question now. We're moving away from coolers and into grills. This is the second part of our tailgating extravaganza. Okay. Tailgating problems.
The delicious part.
Grills and coolers.
Yeah. This is from Scott, which is a good bro name.
It is a good bro name.
Yeah.
Jolie.
Could be a first or last name.
It could be both. It could be Scott Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Scott writes, Jolie, as a stay-at-home dad with two young kids, your cleaning tips have come in handy on several occasions. I enjoy your blog, as cleaning is near and dear to my heart. I was wondering if you had any tips for cleaning a charcoal grill.
Sure do.
I've had this grill for over a year, but I haven't cleaned it once, outside of the pre-grill brushing, etc.
Yeah.
Should I be doing a deep clean semi-annually? Yearly? Never? Any advice would be appreciated. Sincerely, Scott Scott.
Scott Scott. No joke, hand to God. My math teacher and basketball coach in high school was Carl Carlson.
Wow.
Yeah, Carl C. Carlson, in fact. Oh. It was not Carl Carlson.
Yeah, that's for the best, I think. Yeah.
Carl Carlson.
Yep. Carl Charles Mr. Carlson.
I think that benefit was with a K, like a sort of strong... Swedish.
Like crud cutter sports stain remover?
Yeah.
With a K? Crud cutters with a K. It's one of my favorite products. KKSSR. I even have a little nickname for it now. Love it.
Yep.
Love you, pal. I just like basically sweet talk the crud cutter people all the time. I just want them to love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Is it like a degreaser or?
They have all different products, crud cutter. They have a degreaser. I mostly use the laundry stain remover, so the sports stain remover. Just to remove the sports from my life.
Get them out. After this episode, we'll all need some cred cutter.
And...
Yeah. It's true.
You will not, however, need cred cutter for your charcoal grill. You might. You could use it.
Yeah. If you recommended it now, we'd have to at some point be like hashtag spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
not sponsoring this. But
they're not. And I wish that, like, I could have sponsors like that. Mm-hmm. But, like,
Well, you can't.
It was so
journalistic
nice.
Integrity.
It was so nice of Scott to say that he loves my blog, because indeed the New York Times is just a fancy blog, as we all know. But unfortunately, because of my like ethical agreement that I've had to sign for the New York Times, like I can't, Craig Cutter can't sponsor me. It's such a wicked bummer. But that's okay, because then I get to be ethical, and ethics are grand.
Being ethical is good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's all be ethical. I don't feel like a patsy for being the only ethical person on the planet left.
Yeah.
I mean, you are too. Present company excluded. Anyway, charcoal grills. So as a reminder, and I totally forgot to go pull the episode number for you guys, but when we did the Here Comes Summer arc, when Tim Herrera was guest co-hosting, we did a grill episode about cleaning gas grills. Mm. So if you have a gas grill and you're like, shit, man, she's only talking about the charcoal ones. Fear not. You can go back in time. You can go find the series that was called Here Comes Summer. I forget which episode exactly it was, but one of those had the gas grill cleaning instructions. But I wanted to do the charcoal grill cleaning instructions because I hadn't done those. And obviously, when you are tailgating, you tend to go for the charcoal grills. Either you're like hauling out your big old Weber, which, like, kudos to you if that's the way that you're going with your kid. I'm all in on an all-in tailgate,
yeah,
by the way.
Like, you gotta live large.
Absolutely. Like, years ago, when my dad still had his Patriot season tickets, he and a group of friends, like, all used to go out and tailgate. And my dad loves to cook. And one of his friends owns this, like, bomb-ass Indian restaurant in Cambridge. And, like, a bunch of his other friends were all, like, they love to cook, too. So they would all kind of, like, try to one-up each other on, like, who could bring the most, like, impressive tailgating food.
Ooh.
I remember there was, like, a kebab off at one point. Yeah, like, this whole jam. So I'm all in on a balls-to-the-walls tailgate experience. Charcoal grills. Here's what you need to know about cleaning charcoal grills. Not a whole hell of a lot, actually. They're really, really easy to clean. I mean, basically what Scott is doing is fine. Like, as long as you're brushing the grate, eh.
Wow. That's
crazy. I mean, you know, and like,
I love that in this Bro-y episode, it's been like, okay, there was a serious cleaning tip, and then it was like, throw it away, and then like, occasionally brush it.
Yeah.
It feels
it's
right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, well, listen, like two weeks ago on Chip Chat, I told the people how I woke up one morning with a handful of Cheez-Its inside my pillowcase. So like, I mean, the people know.
Yeah.
I don't live like a particularly virtuous life. I just know how to clean a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I know how to clean a lot of stuff is I've made a lot of messes in my life, you guys. I'm sure we all remember the incident where I threw up on my own feet. Because I talked about it all the time.
Who has not done that?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever thrown up on your own feet?
I've definitely thrown up on myself. I don't know. Feet.
Did it get your feet? Yeah. That's. I mean, it's an existential
like chest,
question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That
just like a straight down.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely done that.
Yeah. So.
And once on like these pancakes that I then insisted on trying to eat.
Oh, whoa.
And it was taken from me, but I was like, where'd my pancakes go? Washington Square Diner, 2009.
Okay.
Where were we? Sorry.
I'm actually speechless. It's like very rarely happens. Okay. So really, like, brushing it is kind of, it's not the only thing you ever have to do, but like, that really is kind of the thing. Obviously, also, you have to empty out the ash from the used charcoal, but I think you guys know that. Okay, let's talk about, like, actually, like, deeper cleaning it. So this is kind of a thing, and this is kind of the same as with the gas grills. This is kind of the thing that you want to do, like, twice a year, like, start of grilling season, end of grilling season is sort of when you want to be doing it. The idea is that if you know, definitely at the end of grilling season, you want to like get all that stuff off of it before you put it into storage, especially if you store it like in a shed or a garage where like leftover foodstuffs could attract critters. You don't want that. It's still, even if you've cleaned it at the end of the season and you've, you know, put a cover on it and you've put it away and blah, 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 you still want to clean it at the beginning of the season because critters might have gotten in there anyway.
You don't want to cook poop.
Yeah.
Spider
or maybe you do. No. Listen, there's something for everyone.
Tune into Chip Chat for when we talk about cooking poop. Yeah.
The main episode, the main episode that it was attached to the bonus episode where I talked about the Cheez-Its and incident. What did I just lose my word? I have a stroke every single time I'm recording and lose words. The Cheez-Its incident during the main episode, we were talking about fucking a washing machine. So and
on top of washing machine or
fucking the machine. Like, that is the actual machine.
Who like, has like that big a?
Yeah, that those are big like, holes.
They are compartments, you guys. Washing machines have compartments
like,
for bleach.
Your dick like,
yeah,
into, like,
fucking
what?
The bleach compartment or something. Wait, listen, we weren't talking about this actually happening, but we were saying that like.
I guess if there was a law against it. There's not a law against it, yeah, so someone hasn't done it.
It's not a problem. No, it's not that someone hasn't done it. It's that it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I feel like fucking a washing machine would be actually more of a lady thing, kind of, because you're just riding.
Well, there's that old, yeah, there's the riding the, it yeah, to orgasm. The, like, no, we were talking about actually
the housewife thing.
We were talking about actually fucking a washing machine.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, there's if I can think of it, someone's done it.
That's, yeah, that is, it's the porn on the internet of Jolie exactly. thoughts.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Rule Jolie care.
Now I'm just like, oh, what cleaning products would you have sex with? Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Let's do that episode.
Okay.
Let's do that episode. We'll rank
What's
them.
The most
we'll
fuckable?
Rank them.
Yeah.
We'll rank them. A feather duster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Loofah.
Yeah. That's very Bill O'Reilly of you.
I was just going to say, but Bill O'Reilly, I think, like, ruined that.
Did he fuck a loofah?
Yeah, he left that voicemail on that lady's machine, but he, instead of loofah,
can
he
we
said,
this part out?
Instead of loofah, he said falafel because he didn't know the word.
He didn't know
He's
the
like,
word.
I want to run a falafel all over your body.
Maybe he did.
Yeah. No, he might have just, like, loved falafel. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it was in a...
Oh, you think people have fucked a falafel?
Definitely.
If I had the equipment, I'd fuck a falafel.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I wish I had a dick. It would be so fucking cool.
I feel like this episode has been a real turning point. Yeah, I don't know. Just if you want
to
talk.
We have to talk about charcoal girls. Yes. I'm getting completely... I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with me today.
We're both
going to
be quiet and you do that.
Okay. All right. Trades. Brush it off, Jolie. All right. Brush the grate. For the deep clean, you're going to actually start a deep clean with your brush. You are going to, after you're done brushing the grate, you're going to remove the grate. You are going to brush the grill lid interior. If you see things kind of peeling off of it, don't fear. That's not peeling paint. That is carbon deposits that are coming loose and peeling. That's normal. Okay. Like, that's totally fine. So you want to brush the lid because, again, you want to, you know, top-down cleaning method. And then you want to brush out the grill bottom because that's going to remove any like burnt on bits and stuff like that. And then at that point, dump the ashes because then you're going to be dumping the ashes as well as all that stuff that you just like scraped off using your brush. Then you can either just use regular paper towels or you can use like, so if you're actually at the tailgate and you just need to like wipe the bowl out before you put the grill back in the car to drive it home, you just wipe out with paper towels. Better way to do it, however, is to wipe out the bowl part with soapy water. That's really all you need. You just need soapy water. Like, basically, you're going to dilute your dish soap into a little bowl of soapy water, dip a sponge, probably a rag, because the sponge is going to get destroyed. You're going to, so you'll probably throw this thing away after you're done with it, and just wipe it out. Technically speaking, you should do that after every use. I live in the real world. I know none of you are going to do that. I wouldn't actually even dream of giving you that advice because I know none of you are going to follow it. But I'm going to tell you the technical thing. And then I got to be like, and then fuck the technical thing. And if you find out a way to fuck the technical thing, let me know how you did it.
Well.
Yay.
Okay. Just crushing this episode. Okay. For a deeper cleaning of the inside of the bowl, you can use, you know, again, your soapy water and like a scrubby sponge, or you can use soapy water with steel wool, or even better, because I get to say one of my favorite words, you can use a soap impregnated steel wool pad, like an SOS or Brillo pad. Soap impregnated, that is a real term.
I didn't know what those were called, but I have them. They're like the Brillo pads that are like caked with yellow.
Yeah, they have the soap like in them, so when they get wet, they like suds up.
One of them yesterday.
Yeah.
They are pregnant.
Yeah, those are called the technical. So the brand name are either SOS pads or Brillo pads,
yeah,
right? That most of us know.
SOS is not my.
Yeah. Fuck SOS.
Seriously, does anyone. It's Brillo. It's like Kleenex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because they got...
But, like, who buys, like...
No one's ever said that their hair looks like an SOS pad. That's what you
true.
Know.
That sounds yeah. like a song.
True.
yeah. Sounds like an
no, I think I'm just, like, thinking of...
ABBA songs? Yeah. SOS.
I bought SOS pads, like, my last go-around when I had... I'm out of them now, because I wanted to see if I liked them better, and they were just getting a bad rap for not being, like, the Kleenex of the soap-impregnated steel wool pads. And actually, they did suck, so stick with the Brillo. sorry, SOS, don't sponsor me. Brillo! Don't sponsor me either.
Yeah. Ethics.
Send ethics. Me some Brillo. I love Brillo pads, though.
Brillo pads are great. I love them. You have to be careful with them because they can cause a lot of damage and stuff. But they are safe to use on the inside of a charcoal grill. For sure, for sure. The other thing that you can use is the Adobe pad. The non-scratch Adobe pad is great. The reason that the Adobe pad is great is like, who gives a fig about the inside of what the bowl looks like, right? But the outside of it, you do not want to use steel wool on because that will scratch the exterior and then your grill's going to look...
expensive grill, yeah.
Your grill's going to look all jacked up, which, like, maybe you want that. Maybe, like, a broken-in grill is cool to you, bro. no, it's not. I know it's not. But the beauty of using the Adobe is that you can use the same thing inside and outside. You don't have to switch your sponges off.
I feel like, indeed, men like things to be pristine, like their sneakers and the crap.
Yes.
Isn't that a thing?
Yes.
Not those sneakers.
Unless they like them really broken. And it's like yeah. one extreme or the other. It's like either super, super, super broken in or super brand
like
new.
Like a brand new hat. They want a brand new hat or a 2-year-old hat.
Right. Mm-hmm. A really disgusting hat.
Yeah.
I miss, this hasn't happened in a long time. The guys used to send me their hat water and they would send me before.
Have you ever washed a hat?
I typically wash a hat about once a year. So I bought this in...
He's such a perfect little plastically person, bro. I love this.
April, I'll probably wash it, you know.
Next April?
Yeah. There's no point in washing it, you know. You need a year to break in a hat, and you don't want to, like, wash it while you're breaking it in.
That's true.
God forbid.
Ask anyone.
Yeah. I mean, that's common knowledge.
Yeah,
everyone knows that. That's not an arbitrary rule I just made up. Yeah. No, not at all, Jolie. okay, the outside. Speaking of things we want to keep pristine. Do not use your steel wool. That's going to scratch, as we've said. You don't need anything fancy. Again, your dish soap solution or Windex. Good old Windex, our friend. Men love Windex. I have learned this. Men love Windex. Men love to use Windex for everything.
I only know that because I read you
which I like.
Writing that once.
Also, it's a plot point in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which my dad likes to repeat all the time. Because my dad loves My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Never seen that one either.
Oh, it's the
I know about the Windex thing.
You have to. Yeah. I know about the Windex. I assume that people have just played you like a series of those clips. Like somebody made a supercut for you of the Windex scenes.
No,
for My Big Fat
no
Greek
one has,
Wedding.
And I'm hurt, frankly.
If I had the technical know-how, I would make that for you.
Okay, thank
also,
you.
Also, you should watch it. It's not a bad movie. It's pretty cute.
I'm sure. I don't like romantic comedies because I'm
this is our maybe biggest divide.
Just reminds me that I'm alone and a viciously cruel person who isn't capable of feeling love.
I was going to say viciously cruel world, but that's the plot of most romantic comedies.
It should just remind you that like love is
I'm
impossible.
Bad in relationships if you haven't picked this all up. I'm not nice to people I date is really the thing. I'm a really bad person, you guys. I make up for it. I make up for it by doing this incredible public service for you all. Here is the last thing I want to tell you about cleaning charcoal grills because I really, really, really want you to do this. I want you to do this even more than I want you to do the pressure washer thing on the cooler. I'm so freaking excited about this because this is the coolest and broiest thing and I love tools. I'm so excited. You can get one of those power steamers and you can steam the fuck out of it. there are videos of this online. It's like so satisfying. I just love it. So yeah, steam clean your charcoal grill. Take video of it. Send it to me. I'll get all horny and my nipples will get hard and then I'll go lift some weights. And that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. It really will. We've gone long today because we went way afield. No, that's okay. I wanted to. This is a fun episode. If you guys like what you heard today, about cleaning grills and cheek fucking, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.